5. Under attack. "What do you mean?" asked Garth. "Why do we need help from Varon?" Omega didn't reply. Suddenly, there was a loud noise in the control room. Omega turned to the controls. Red lights were flashing on the control panel, and the noise was growing louder. The voice of the spaceship's warning system suddenly sounded in the control room.
"Emergency! Emergency! We are under attack! Hostile ships are approaching! We are under attack! Emergency! Emergency!"
"It's the Xeron guards," said Omega. "They have found us here above their planet. They are looking for Varon."
"Omega, I order you to teleport Varon back to Xeron," said Garth. "The guards don't know Miranda and I are in this ship. They want Varon."
"No, don't do anything, Omega," said Miranda angrily. "Varon is rich. We must find out where his wealth is."
"Omega," shouted Garth, "I order you to take him back."
"Too late," said Omega quietly. "The ship is in danger. We must be away from here in 15 seconds. Prepare for hyperflight. Humans must go to the safety room." The voice of the warning system sounded again.
"Hostile ships in attack range in 14 seconds. 13 seconds.
A door slid open on one side of the control room. Garth and Miranda ran towards the door. Varon followed quickly. They went into a small room with metal walls. It was like the room in which Varon had been a prisoner, but there were many metal bunks.
8 seconds.
Garth pressed a switch in the wall. A tray slid out of the wall. There were some large blue capsules on the tray. Garth and Miranda each swallowed a blue capsule. Varon swallowed a blue capsule too.
5 seconds.
The three humans lay down on the bunks.
2 seconds.
The door of the safety room closed. They were now shut tightly in the room. Varon felt sleepy. A second later, the three of them were unconscious. Omega was now part of the controls of the spaceship. He had placed his arms on the control panel. He was a powerful computer controlling the ship. The noises became much louder, and the lights in the control room faded. The control room shook violently. But Omega felt nothing, and the three humans felt nothing. They were lying unconscious on the bunks in the safety room. Omega increased the power to the controls. The spaceship began to move into hyperflight. It was the fastest ship that had ever been built. The lights in the control room went out. The noise stopped. There was complete blackness and silence in the control room. They were traveling out into space faster than the speed of light. In a few seconds, they had left the planet Xeron far behind them. The spaceships of the Xeron guards couldn't follow them. Slowly, the lights in the control room came on again. There were no noises and no flashing lights. Omega moved his arms from the control panel. "What do I do now?" Omega asked himself. "If I do not wake them up, they will lie in the safety room forever. But I am a robot. I am not free. I cannot harm a human being. I cannot leave them there." Omega pressed a switch on the control panel. The three humans woke up. The door of the safety room slid quietly open. In a few seconds, they were back in the control room with Omega.
"What is our position?" asked Garth.
"We have escaped from the Xeron guards," replied Omega. "Their spaceships could not follow us."
"Good," said Miranda. "Now we can get back to Earth. We don't need to hide any longer."
"It's too late to go back to Earth now," said Omega quietly.
"Too late?" asked Garth in surprise. "What do you mean?"
"I will explain," replied Omega. "Since we left Earth, we have traveled many millions of kilometers. When we reached Xeron, our power banks were almost empty. I took this ship to Xeron because I knew the secret of the planet. There is a source of power on Xeron. But we had to escape from the Xeron guards. The escape used all the power we had left."
"No power left?" said Garth. "But that's impossible! What about power for the life support systems?"
"You have exactly 40 minutes left," answered Omega. "Then the life support systems will fail. And we will all die, said Varon. I will not die, said Omega, but I will be left here in this ship forever.
But you said Varon could help us, Miranda said sharply to Omega. How can he help us?
Varon stole a crystal from Xeron, replied Omega. Xeron crystals are the strongest source of power that has yet been discovered. One Xeron crystal in our power banks, and we can go anywhere we want. Garth and Miranda turned towards Varon. Garth took his laser gun from his belt.
Where is this crystal? He asked Varon.